Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's move on to our countdown. There's so much going on in the sports world right now.
There's a lot happening.
We are five shows until the NFL draft.
Five shows until the draft?
Five shows until the NFL
and
draft.
And how many days?
7 days.
Seven.
Five shows. So each day, starting with 10 days out, we've been picking one position group for the Panthers, breaking it down, how they've gotten better, how they've gotten worse, who they've added, who they've lost, and then what they might do in the draft when it comes to that position. Today on the list, we have cornerbacks. This is a very interesting position. They lost Dante Jackson. They brought in Dane Jackson.
Well, they didn't lose him. They traded him away.
Yeah, well, I meant the position group has lost
him.
Like, he's no longer a corner for the Carolina Panthers. CJ Henderson's gone. The starters, let's start with the starters. J.C. Horn and Dane Jackson are the starters on the outside. Troy Hill is the starting nickel corner. Backups, you have DiCaprio Boodle, who has one of the greatest names, DiCaprio Boodle.
Boodle, rocket everywhere. Yes.
When you can do that and don't even bring up that his first name is DiCaprio, pretty good. Deshaun Robinson is also a backup. This is the crux of everything when it comes to the Panthers' corners. This is the middle. This is everything. If you told me Horn, Jackson, and Hill would be healthy, I like their corners to be solid. I like their corners to allow Evero, the defensive coordinator, to call any plays he wants to call. If he has to leave J.C. Horn on an island, if he has to have J.C. Horn traveling with the number one wide receiver, if you told me he was healthy, I'm with it. Dane Jackson, more than good enough as a secondary corner, as that opposite corner. And Hill, there's a reason they brought him back. He's a veteran that's going to know how to operate within the defense in that nickel corner kind of a role. If you told me they'd be healthy, I'm in. But guess what? You and nobody else. You can't tell me that they're going to be healthy. You'd be stupid to think that. Teams that don't have injury-prone corners need more than three corners that they trust out there, because even they are banking on some kind of injury. The Panthers, meanwhile, have J.C. Horn, who can't complete a season, or at least up to this point, hasn't been able to. You need depth, and that is the quandary. There is rock and hard place for the Panthers. They need depth, but they also don't want to spend a ton of money, of resources, of draft capital on a guy that they hope doesn't play much. Right? You draft a corner in the second round, you're thinking that corner is going to play.
Probably start.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they don't need a starter. They need depth. But that depth might be a starter if J.C. Horn gets hurt again, or if Dane Jackson gets hurt, or if Troy Hill, they're a little bit more veteran, if those guys get hurt. I'll go back to the beginning of last year. Okay, beginning of last season, we were doing Panthers cons and cons. What are we most confident in? What are we most concerned about? And there was one particular that stands out to me, where my confidence was the talent of the secondary.
Yep.
And the very same exact addition, the same day, without any prior preparation or tipping each other off, Dennis's concern was the injuries of the secondary, specifically the corners. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I like the corner's talent. I really like J.C. Horn's talent.
Oh, he's tremendous.
They brought in Dane Jackson for a reason. He has a relationship with some guys on the staff. Troy Hill, they brought back for a reason. Like, I like the talent. My concern would be the health of the corners. And by the way, that I think both kind of played out last year. I thought the corners and secondary, when they were healthy, played one of the bright spots.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, J.C. Horn got hurt, and Dante Jackson was hurt at times, and it was
Xavier Woods was hurt.
It was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both played out in the exact way that we talked about it. It seems like they're in a similar situation. So we talk about this going into a draft, going into an offseason, when you are in a full rebuild, and the Panthers are in a full rebuild, you have to bet on something, right? We've talked about how their offensive line, they're very obviously betting on Ikem Ekwonu playing much better than he played last year, right? They spent a ton of money to solve the interior offense of the offensive line, which meant they had to bet on the left tackle. They might not draft a corner. That would be them putting their chips on these guys can stay healthy. That would be them making a bet, because you have to bet on something. Those guys can stay healthy. I could also see them, as high as maybe the third round, drafting a corner and saying we want to insulate ourselves against one of those guys getting hurt. And oh, by the way, if you draft one and you're comfortable, you still might get messed over if two guys get hurt. Like, that's the nature of the beast. Everybody takes that risk. But, you know, just like you walk up to the roulette table and you got to put your chips on some numbers, right? It'd be dumb to put them on all of them, but you got to place your bets, right? They're placing their bets. I could see them placing their bets on these corners staying healthy. And oh, by the way, that's a high paying bet, right? If that hits, you got people you don't know giving you high fives in Vegas. They're jumping up and down with you just because they want to share in your excitement.
Massive, massive payout.
If J.C. Horn plays, like I've said this earlier this week a few times, if he plays 14 or 15 games, you have the businessman who's to your left that hasn't said two words to you all night at the roulette table jumping up and down with his arms around you because you put your whole stack on red 18 and it hit. He's thinking you might pick up a couple of his bets because you're cashing money. The corners, it's one question. Are they going to stay healthy? If you have the answer to that, let me know, and we'll go to Vegas. We'll go to a sportsbook app. We'll do some things. And you know, I can say that because I know none of us actually know. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. There's only one place Football 4 could have gone today. The Dungeons & Dragons duo, D&D, Dave and Dan, the alignment.
The alignment.
Dave Canales, the new coach. When do we stop calling him the new coach? Next year?
Yeah.
Still the new coach.
Maybe after game one.
Okay. One game in, you're a vet now, coach.
Well, I mean.
Kick off the training wheels. Time to go. After the first preseason game.
Nah, regular season.
Head coach Dave Canales and Dan Morgan had their pre-draft media availabilities earlier today. They had a lot to say. We've grabbed some of the clips that we thought were the most interesting, and we're going to play them for you now, starting with Dan Morgan on the free agency period and what they were able to do.
I feel we addressed a lot of needs in free agency, and I think that will, you know, set us up nicely during the draft to – you know, allow us to draft the best player available and just take really good football players that fit what we want from a schematic standpoint, from a culture standpoint, you know, and all those things we talked about in our presser. So we're really excited. Drafts, I wish it was here tomorrow, but it's not. We got to wait another week. So
that's the goal. That's what every GM hopes to accomplish. Free agency solves everything. So in the draft, you can just take the best players that are available at each of your picks. That's the dream. I think it's an unrealistic goal and dream for the Panthers this season. because there's simply too much to do and not enough free agency money to do it with. They solved some problems, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of glaring holes. Right? I don't think they're comfortable going into this season the way their wide receiver room looks right now. Right? So it's not just best player available for the Panthers, because they have to walk out of day two with at least one wide receiver. If it were just best player available, you wouldn't even look at the positions, right? You'd give everyone a grade, 1 to 100. You'd put them in order, and then you could set it on auto draft. You could just walk away and go, all right, whichever one's the best available, I'm going to take them. That's not the way it is for the Panthers. They have to judge wide receiver more urgently than interior offensive linemen. They have to judge safety or corner more urgently than interior defensive linemen. What if the best player available at pick 33 is a quarterback? You ain't taking him. Hopefully that would mean you could trade back and get a nice little ransom. But that is the dream, and he's selling it there as aggressively as he could. Matter of fact, he continued selling their free agency run in this clip.
You know, I think we were really happy how free agency played out. You know, there was a few guys here and there that, you know, maybe we missed out on that we were targeting, but it really came together well for us. We're really happy how it ended, and, you know, we're excited about the future.
I actually do believe him on this one. I think he recognizes that the roster is incomplete and they're not truly best player available, but I do think they were very intentional with their free agency.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They want to build from the interiors of the offense and defensive lines, and they went out and did it.
It's like, look where the money was spent.
Yep. I mean, I've broken this down for you a bunch of different ways. Two of the top four highest paid offensive players on the team, the two guards.
Yeah.
Three of the four highest paid defensive players on the team, interior defensive linemen. Between Derek Brown, A'shaun Robinson, and Shai Tuttle, the only one in that top four that isn't an interior defensive lineman is Jadeveon Clowney, who they also signed this free agency period as kind of a holdover to make sure that the Brian Burns absence isn't felt too greatly. I think they were very intentional, and they did what they wanted to do. Dave Canales, he's always good for a different kind of soundbite. Dan Morgan is going to give you the football, the football, the football. You can tell he was a linebacker when he played, and the guy loves the sport.
I'm not sure he's blinked yet.
Great point. Dave Canales is going to give you the same thing, but with a hint of, like, this is the greatest day of my life. He with a hint of just sunshine and rainbows. Everything is awesome. Is that a Lego movie song? I think that everything is awesome.
Oh, yes, it is.
Like, I feel like that's playing in Dave Canales' head all the time.
Everything is better when it's done as a team.
Dave Canales on fortifying the offensive line.
Oh, I think it's big. I think it's really important what you just brought up. And my approach, our approach, you know, is really like, how can we challenge this roster every year? So if it's free agency or the draft, it's like, let's attack all of our spots, because we don't want any of our players to just be complacent and just be sitting there like, hey, I got this, no big deal. It's like, hey, no, we're growing. And so that's another position right there where I think this is a great opportunity for Corbs. I think this is, I think for him, the way that he's wired, the person, it's a great opportunity for him, you know. And if somebody falls to us that can challenge that position in that spot, then we got to take a serious look at it, you know. And that goes across the board.
What a nice way to say, we might draft your replacement.
He's referring to Austin Corbett.
Austin Corbett, who's penciled in as the center right now. The guards are each making a bunch of money. They're not going anywhere. The tackles, one's a former, number six overall pick. The other's making a whole bunch of money. Mm-hmm. They're likely not going anywhere. So he said, oh, well, how exciting would it be for Corbs if we drafted his replacement? What? That's not exactly what he said, but it kind of was.
I mean, the Panthers really haven't had a dominant center since Ryan Khalil, like those days.
And even the last couple years with that, he was
But still, like,
was from his peak. Yeah, you're right.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's just Dave, like the offensive line, first of all, if they do draft highly a center, if one falls to them at 33 or 39, who's the one from Powers Johnson, the guy from
West Virginia?
No, I think he's from Oregon.
Oregon, actually.
Yeah, I think he's from Oregon.
Paul's guy.
He's ranked super high on a lot of boards. He plays a position that's not premium. He might be there. If they end up taking him, then I say this with only a hint of sarcasm. Like 1997 offenses that gave the ball to running backs 35 times a game should blush at how often they give the ball to their running backs this year. If you, in free agency, your two big splash signings are guards, and then one of your best picks is a center, and then you have one of your highest paid offensive players at right tackle, and you don't put all that influx into receivers and tight ends and pass catchers, I'm talking 40 carries a game. I'm talking like Emmett Smith numbers.
Chuba Hubbard, you're about to get 25 carries. Miles Sanders, you're going to get 15.
And we might draft a guy in the fifth round who's going to get another 10.
Yeah.
Like Bryce Young, what I really need you to do, what I really need you to do is work on your reverse pivot and your handoff. Like get under center. We need to get him going downhill. Dave Canales was asked if this draft is about acquiring offensive firepower. Here's his answer.
I feel great about playing football right now with the group we have. I know that there's guys that are going to be able to help us, that can really challenge our play, elevate our play. This makes us all better. You bring in fresh blood, a rookie who's excited to go at whatever position. I just really think it turns on the whole room where everybody sits up a little bit straighter. You know, you start to feel a little more agile and you start to dial in your notes a little bit more. So it's part of the competitive nature of this thing. And yes, I think we should still target playmakers at every position skill-wise on the offensive side.
I feel good about playing football right now. Direct quote from Dave Canales. Do you know what Dave Canales, this analogy just popped into my head. Do you ever watch Impractical Jokers?
I have. I really don't watch it too often.
Okay. I don't watch it that often. They got rid of one of the guys. But there's one from like 10 years ago. I'll explain it to you, Cliff Notes version, where Murr, the smaller guy, was showing an apartment, right? It was like he was looking for a roommate. And the people in his ear, right? If you know Impractical Jokers, they have the little earpiece and you have to do whatever they tell you to do or you lose. And it's your buddies just trying to make you foolish. And he was like interviewing a roommate. The roommate came to tour the apartment. And all they kept telling him to do was get more excited, right? You're so excited, Murr. Be more excited. Jump on the couch. And the guy who he was interviewing, who was trying to be his roommate, he just built off the enthusiasm. By the end, they were both jumping up and down on the couch going like, this is going to be so great. We're going to be such great roommates. And I think that's Dave Canales. I want to go back and watch it again and see if that guy's Dave Canales. I think he's somebody that the more excited you get, the more excited he gets, and you just it's like Pong. It just bounces back and forth off of each other, and then all of a sudden you're jumping on the couch. Like, can you imagine if they're interviewing some wide receiver and he comes in for his top 30 visit to Charlotte and Dave Canales shakes his hand and says, how are you doing? And the guy goes, I literally have never been better than I am today. I love football so much, coach. Dave Canales is going to go, so do I.
I feel great about playing football right now.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Like, oh my gosh, football. How great is the sport, right? The offense, the defense, it's so good. You want to catch passes? I want to call plays. I think that's how you get drafted. That would be my advice if I were an agent of somebody that's going to interview with the Panthers. You can't be too excited. When you're in there, be jacked up. Take some pre-workout right before you get there. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan.
This just gets me.
I feel great about playing football right now.
It's April.
Right now.
It's April. We just finished taxes.
I feel great about playing football right now.
Put the ball down. Let's play. You versus me, one-on-ones. You, your all-time quarterback. Let's play football. Tackling drill. Like, but there are certain coaches like that. I don't think it's an act. There are coaches that, like, you'll be in walkthrough, and your punter will put up, like, a half a punt, a little short-legged, and he'll just be like, wow, what placement. Way to go. And you're like, it's a walkthrough, coach. Yeah, but. Did you see the arc on it?
Yeah, right?
Ooh, let's go.
Feels so good.
I feel great about playing football right now.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.